cannot throw out. There's no power to release what they have inside. So it's a water reservoir. It's plenty of water there. But there's no pipe to release the water. And because that people cannot receive grace and help from them. Even among this kind of people, they look down the first people that hold the first view. And he said, those who are baptized by the Spirit is an emotional experience. Very external excitement. There's no value in it.
亲爱的弟兄们，这圣经对圣灵的意义两种相反的说法。
These are the two views about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
真理在哪里呢？
Where lies the truth?
真理就两个
views. Truth includes both views.
真理是告诉我们说
，Truth teaches us.
不错
，Truth
就做您的圣经的教训来说
，According to the strict teaching of the Bible.
是我们在信主的时候已经受了圣灵。
It is true, we who believe we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
如果你知道圣灵的洗礼意义，
If you know the meaning of the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
你就知道。
You will know.
许多的人对圣灵洗礼意义不清楚。
Because most people, they are familiar with the meaning of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我们一讲到圣灵的洗礼，
The more we mention the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, we think of fire. We think of the wind.
换一句话说
In other words,
五旬节是什么呢？
What is Pentecost?
五旬节是风和火。
Pentecost is the fire and wind.
就是看得见的得见。
It's what you can hear and what you can see.
这个是五旬节。
That is Pentecost.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这个不过五旬节外面的那一种的现象。
That is just extraordinary.External manifestation of Pentecost.
五旬节真正的意义在哪里？
But the true way that lies the full meaning of Pentecost.
按照圣经教训，
According to the biblical teaching,
五旬节真正的教训是一个。
The teaching of Pentecost is in two ways. Comes in two ways.
你记得彼得怎么说呢？
You know how Peter puts it.
他说你们今天所看见的。
He said, What you see today?
你们今天所听见的。
What you hear today?
是告诉你们一件事。
Tells you one thing.
神已经高举了耶稣。
God has already exalted His Son, Lord Jesus.
已经为他为主为基督了。
And He has made Him both Lord and Christ.
什么是圣灵的洗呢？
What is the baptism of Holy Spirit?
这个洗是叫我们看见耶稣是主。
The Holy Spirit to let us see that Christ is Lord.
给我们看见他是我们的头，我们的元首。
So that we will see that He is our head.
什么是圣灵的洗呢？
What is the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
到了哥林多前书第十二章里面。
In First Corinthians 12.
和我们在一个灵里面进成一个身体。
In one spirit, we're all baptized into one body.
不拘是犹太人，是希利人。
Whether Jew or Greek.
我们也都引喻为圣灵。
And we all partook of the same spiritual thing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
乃圣灵把我们进成一个身体。
Holy Spirit baptized us into one body.
我们本来是一个一个单独的人。
Before, formerly, we were all individuals.
但是现在呢
But now,
圣灵把我们进成一个身体。
The Holy Spirit baptized us into a body.
我们成了这个身体上的肢体。
We all become a member of the body of this body.
圣灵洗就是做这两件事。
The Holy Spirit has this two aspects.
一面叫我们看见基督是我们的头。
One on one hand, we see that Christ is our head.
一面是给我们看见我们是第一次做肢体。
On the other hand, we see that we are members one another.
这个圣灵的洗礼的意义。
This is the meaning of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
风和火不过是临时的现象。
The fire and the wind are just the temporal phenomenon.
所以我们不要在哪里去注意那个风和火。
So we should not dwell on fire on the wind.
我们要注意那个灵的实际。
We must dwell on the spiritual substance that are there.
是不是很虚的？
Isn't that strange?
当你得救了之后
After you're saved
在你的里面
Inwardly
你就看见耶稣是主吗
You recognize that Jesus is Lord
是不是在你的里面
Is it inside you?
你就得在凡事上要遵行他的旨意
You know inwardly that you must please him in all things
虽然你不一定遵行他的旨意
You may not do all he wants you to do
但是你里面很清楚
But you know inside
若你不遵行他的旨意
You do not do his will
你不让耶稣做你的主
If you want to allow him to be Lord
你里面有平安
You have no peace with him
灵在哪里告诉你说
The Holy Spirit is saying to you
耶稣是主
Holy Spirit is saying
是不是我们都有这个信念呢
Isn't that we all have this assurance
是不是我们信了之后
After we see we
go 看见一个信主的人
You look at the Lord one who believes
你从来也没有碰到过
You never met before
夜入骨 When you一看见就像
神像。Once you look, you saw you have an impression. You knew it was a long ago.
好像你它里面有一个连线啊。
As though there is an inward invisible link there.
是不是
？Isn't that true？
那为什么有这个感觉
？Why we have the feeling？
因为你在身体里面。
Because you are in the body of Christ.
如果你不在身体里面
，You are not in the body.
你不会这个感觉。
You have all this feeling.
是不是
？Isn't it true？
是你要看见说。
So will he？
严格的说了。
Please speak.
我们信主之后
，After we believe，
我们不但因着圣灵重生了
We are not only born by the Spirit
并且我们在圣灵里头进到身体里面
And in the Spirit we enter into the body
就真理来讲
As far as truth is concerned
神照着他的旨意把我们安排在这个身体里面
According to God's sovereignty He arranges into the body of Christ
因为对于我们每一个人神有他的旨意
Because in each of us In each of us God has His will
圣灵就随着他的意思给我每一个肢体有相当的恩赐
Therefore the Holy Spirit gives to each member
你不能像这样说一个身体出来了
You cannot imagine here's the body
但是呢这个肢体没有功能
and the members they have no usefulness
神给我眼睛
God give us sight
神又给我们看的能力
God also give us the seeing ability
神给我们手
God give us hand
神就给那手有拿的功用
God also give hand the ability to hold and to handle things
所以就说真理来讲
as far as truth is concerned
就说谁在基督里为我们所做成的来讲
as far as all that the Lord has accomplished for
我们所有跟蒙神拯救的人
all those who belong to the Lord
我都在基督的身体里面
we are all in the body of Christ
我们每一个人是不同的肢体
we are all different we are all different members
你不要在那里羡慕别人的肢体
do not try to copy another person
是神把你放在那个肢体上
God put you there
并且神也按照你这个肢体的功用给你圣灵的恩赐
God also according to the work he has to give you grace
恩赐已经在你的里面
Gift is already there
这一个是客观的真理
This is objective truth
我们要把这客观真理抓住
We must hold on to that truth
现在我们跑到主观的经历里面
Now let's bring to our subjective experience
不错就说基督工作来说
As far as the work of Christ
我已经在基督的身体里了
We are already the body of Christ
我们也已经领受了圣灵的恩赐
We are already have been received the gift of the Holy Spirit
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
要我们真正的活在身体的里面
If we are to really live in the body
要我们真正的应用圣灵的恩赐
It's really to use of the gift that we have received
我们需要的心里圣的充满
We need to experience the fullness of the Holy Spirit
圣灵的喜是一次
The baptism of the Holy Spirit is one
永远重复的
It cannot be repeated again
你如果读使徒行传的话
If you read the book of Acts
你看见遇到圣灵的喜
If you take the term the baptism of the Spirit
只有两个地方
Only twice in the book
一个是五旬节
It's on the day of Pentecost
一个是哥尼流的家
And another place in the home of Cornelius
这两个不两次是一次
Those two times are not really two times but actually one time
因为五旬节是犹太人
Because the Pentecost day of Pentecost is for Jew, it was for the Jew
哥尼的家是外邦人
And the house of Cornelius is for the Gentiles
我们在一个圣灵里进成一圣体
Therefore in that one system we enter into the body
不只是犹太人
Not just the Jew Not just the Jew Not just the Greek
所以我们在这里看见圣灵体
So here we see the baptism of the Holy Spirit
成了一个圣体
we become the body.
这个名字名词从此之后你不见。
So this term will not repeat it again in the Bible.
使徒行传里头你没看见。
You do not find it in the book of Acts.
不错，在哥林多前书十二章里再一次。
Of course, in 1 Corinthians 12 mentioned it again.
另外要解说这个圣灵的。
Because it's there to explain the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那么在使徒行传里你看见的那是什么呢？
Now what do we find in the book of Acts?
它用另外一次。
They use another word.
它用充满这个
词。It's filled with the Spirit.
用洗，用充满。
It's not the word baptism, but filled.
洗，传习的。
Baptism is corporate.
充满是个人。
To be filled is individual.
洗，这用次。
Baptism only took place once.
充满可以多少次。
To be filled is to be frequent.
充满就是把洗的那个客观的真理变成你主观的经
验。To be filled is to take the objective of the Holy Spirit into our objective experience.
所以我很喜欢这个解
释。So I often like the explanation.
你知道这个不过离开现在恐怕十年左右。
Maybe this is about within the last 10 years or so.
这个说法它是先是从天主教那些神学家里头出来的。
This explanation came from the Catholic theologians.
你知道在天主教里头许多受了圣灵。
You know, in Catholic church, many will have received the Holy Spirit.
当他们受了圣灵之后
，After receive the Holy Spirit,
他们中间也有一个神学家在那里提出这个。
And there were theologians to explain this phenomenon.
他就告诉人说
，They tell people,
你们今天经历。
What you have experienced today
不是一个新的东西
is not really something new.
乃是那原来已经有的，现在把它点起来。
It's you act what was originally that was there.
用那个 activate 这个词。
Activate
意思说已经在那里。
It's something that was already there.
但是是这个dormant 就是这个现在那里。
Yeah, it's dormant.
现在不是的，现在。
So what was there before and now it's been activated.
所以你不是寻求一个新的经
验。So you are not seeking a new experience.
你不过把主已经给你的把它点活过了。
So you only allow that what has given to you a rekindle or reactivated.
所以好像你就在那个时候得到圣灵的恩赐。
As though you received the gift at that moment.
其实那个是早已在哪里。
But that had already given to you long ago.
现在就是把它点活过来。
But you're just simply activating your.
那你就可以。用这个来侍奉。
And now can use this gift to serve us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，所以我们要看见。
So we must see.
今天我们在这里侍奉的时候。
We are here serving God.
圣灵的能力是现在两方面的。
The manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit manifestation comes in two different ways.
一个是内住圣灵的能力。
What is the indwelling of Holy Spirit?
内住圣灵的能力是生命的能力。
The indwelling power of the Holy Spirit is the power of life.
还有一个是浇灌圣灵的能力。
One is the outpouring power of the Holy Spirit.
这个能力是恩赐的能力。
This power is the power of gift.
但是那个来源是一个。
But the origin is one.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
圣灵住在我们里
The Holy Spirit dwells within
you 如果你让它充满你的
If you allow him to fill you
生命就从你里面流出来
Life will flow out
这个就是能力
That is power
如果今天你接受了圣灵的浇灌
Today if you receive outpouring of the Holy Spirit
这个也是圣灵的充满
It's also filling of the Spirit
恩赐就点活过来
And the gift is now activated
你到在原文的里面
In the original
圣灵用字是非常细的。
The way the Holy Spirit used words, very exact.
你如果看《使徒行传》的话
，If you look at the book of Acts,
使徒行传用充满这两个。
It used the word fill.
懂得希腊原文的人
，Those who know the Greek,
知道说虽然都是充满
，Even though the word is fill,
但是。是两个稍微有点变化的字眼。
But there are two words that slightly different.
在英文里都是 fill.
But in English, it's all translated fill.
中文是充满。
And Chinese is fill.
但是在原文里面是两个稍微有一点 variation, 有一点不同的点。
But originally, it's a slight variation.
一个是 playful.
What word is playful?
P-L-E.P-H-O 如果你要把它变成英文的话
The spelling is P-L-E-T-H-O Playful
Playful 这字是充满
That word is translated as fill
是用在使徒行传第二章第四节
It's in Acts 2:4,
4章8节,
Acts 4:8,
4章31节,
Acts 4:31,
9章17节,
Acts 17,
13章19节,
Acts 13.
当然这个字 也用在 使徒行传还有其他的地方,
of course, this word was also used elsewhere.
但是与圣灵没有关系,
but not connected with the Spirit.
所以我只提出与圣灵关系,
so I mentioned this word that's connected with the Spirit.
这一个字的充满是外面的充满,
this word, the fill that's used in this, this few verses is from the outpouring, the outside.
Fill from the outside.
Fill from your eye.
Outside fill.
Yeah, outside.
外面的充满
is filling from the outside.
还有一个,
another word,
plero.
Plero.
P-L-E-R-O. 也是充满,
it also means fill.
使徒行传第二章第二节,
it's to be found in Acts 2:2,
13章52节,
Acts 13:52.
最充满是里面充满,
this still is the filling within.
比方说使徒行传第二章,
for example in Acts 2,
有一声大风吹来充满了这个屋子,
and the wind that filled the house.
这个不充满物质是充满这边的,
the wind that filled the house is still inside the house.
他们就被圣灵充满, 随着圣灵的恩赐所帮助,
and they were filled with the Spirit and the altar, the tongue.
这个满是外面,
this field is from the outside.
因为火焰的石头, 像火焰的石头降在他们身上,
because the tongue of fire were on each of them.
所以你就看见说, 有里面的充满, 有外面的充满,
so we see there's an inward feeling and the outside feeling.
里面充满是圣灵自己,
the feeling within is Spirit himself.
所以我们要顺服他,
therefore we have to obey for the Spirit.
使徒行传第五章,
Acts 5,
告诉我们说,
it is there,
神把圣灵赐给那顺服他的,
God gives Spirit to those who obey,
因为是圣灵自己,
because it's Spirit himself,
他是神,
he is God,
我们要顺服他,
we have to obey.
外面浇灌的圣灵,
the outpouring or outfilling of the Spirit,
是圣灵的能力, manifestation, 它彰显,
it is manifestation of the Spirit.
不是圣灵为个的自己,
it's not person, the person of the Spirit, the person,
乃是他的彰显,
it is his manifestation.
所以哥林多前书这说,
so in 1 Corinthians we have here,
在14章,
14,
32,
the Spirit of the prophet obeyed the prophet.
你看见吗?
You see there?
住在你里面圣灵是圣灵体,
the indwelling Spirit is the Spirit himself.
你要顺服他,
you have to obey,
因为他是神,
because he is God.
但是降在你身上的那个,
the coming upon of the Holy Spirit,
不是圣灵自己,
it's not the person of the Spirit,
是他的 manifestation, 是他的彰显,
it is the manifestation of the Spirit.
反而他顺服你,
and that will have to obey you,
不然的话就乱了,
but it will create chaos.
你知道哥林多前书四章, 那是教会聚会的话,
you know 1 Corinthians 14 refers to the meetings.
那么人要说方言了,
here's someone who wants to speak in tongues.
有人说先知讲道,
one wants to prophesy.
他说这个圣灵降在我身上, 我没有办,
he said the Holy Spirit is upon me, I can help,
我管不住的,
I have no control,
我不管,
I don't care,
我要方言就说了,
if I want to say, I
有人翻我也要说,
even though no interpretation, I'll do, because I have no control over myself. That's wrong. The Spirit of the prophet obeys the prophet. And then we can meet in an orderly manner as God speaks.
Brothers and sisters,
even we have all these words, I hope we can receive.
对不起,
maybe I'll borrow a few minutes. Maybe I'll borrow more time.
我想这个我一定要说的,
I believe I have to share this in my heart.
虽然我们解说的时候,
when we explain this matter,
我们说有内住的圣灵, 有教官的圣灵,
so we said it's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
能力有是里面生命流露,
the Spirit is the power of life from within,
有的是外面恩赐运用,
and what is the power to exercise your gift.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brother, sister,
我盼望你不要把这两个分开,
I hope you will not separate the two.
你知道今天在基督教里的难处, 就把这两个分开,
problem in the church today is because we're separating these two.
因为圣灵只有一个。
Because there is only one spirit.
这能力都是从他。
Because all power come from him.
所以让我们不要把这个分开。
So do not separate the two.
当我们在那里寻求充满的时候。
So when we seek to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
也许有的人是里面满充的那么满就满不来了。
So you assume we go full and there's an overflow.
有的人在最充满的时候。
Some people seek to be filled.
你外面在那里包浇的那么多，把里面浇满了。
And you feel from within.
不要在那里浇，你这个缸的盖关在哪里
？Do not put the cap on your vessel.
所以你外面好像热闹闹，里面它是冷冰冰。
Even though it outwardly has a lot of expansion, but it's empty inside.
你只有恩赐，没生命。
You have the gift, but you have no life.
反过来也是一样。
On the other hand,
如果寻求里面的充满
，you only seek the infilling in.
你不要把门关起来
，and you don't shut your door.
让它能满出来
，allow to flow out.
所以，亲爱弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
时代说来是一个
，tribulation is one.
我们被圣灵充满
，we need to be filled by the Spirit.
在这里，我又要引亲爱的弟兄你特别话了。
Here I'll use Brother Need words.
因为我没有办法说像他那么清楚。
Because I cannot say as good as clear as he as him.
特别青年人。
Particularly with the young people.
我们要神圣。
We want to serve God.
青年人光有热心没有用。
Young people who have only zeal are not adequate.
要在生命上亲实学习和对付
learn the actual dealings in life
开头可以有恩赐的身
in the beginning you may serve with gifts
以后就要逐渐反到生命的身
but later you must gradually grow into life
对青年人要求能太高。
Do not overdemand the young people.
要他们一开头就完全进入生命之分是不可能的。
For them to enter into the true life, full ministry is not possible.
这需要年日。
It will take time.
这需要实际经历。
It will need practical experience.
他们开头可以有恩赐的事情。
Initially, they may serve with gifts.
但是不要以此满足。
But do not be satisfied with that.
要追求达到生命的事情。
But must seek the life of service of life.
我想这几句话实在是宝贝。
I believe few words are very precious.
我们看哥林多的书的时候
When we look at 1 Corinthians,
我们知道哥林多教会是蛮有恩赐。
We know that the Corinthian church is full of gifts.
他们在恩赐上透于人。
No one can compare them as gifts.
但是我们看见他们在那里用恩赐分的时候
But when they're using their gifts to serve,
那个光景是怎样的光景
What condition do they have?
到了哥林多后书
When it comes to 2 Corinthians,
我们看见保罗的侍奉
we see the service of Paul.
他的侍奉，生命的侍奉
His service was a service of life.
虽然也是蛮恩赐
even though he was full gift,
但是有生命在那里使用这些的恩赐
But life was behind the gift.
你知道恩赐像什么呢
You know what gift is like?
恩赐像一个工具一样
Gift is like a channel,
tool.
A tool.
恩赐像一个工具
Gift is like a tool.
这个工具放在谁的手里
Whoever possesses this tool,
就发生什么结果
And you will get that result.
你把刀放在一个小孩子的手里
If you put the knife into a hand of a child,
他的人要伤自己也要伤别人
He not only hurt himself, he also hurt other people.
但是你把这把刀放在一个成人的手里
But if you place this knife in a full-grown person,
他可以用这把刀做许多的事
And he can use that tool to do many things.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So, sisters,
当我们在那运用恩赐的时候
When we're exercising our gift,
我们要让生命支配我们的恩赐
We must allow life to govern or gift.
这样的话，这个恩赐不会穷尽。
Therefore, the gift will be misused.
否则的话，恩赐常常要出毛病。
Our gift will create problems.
这个是我们今天基督教里面所看见的。
And this is what we observe among Christianity today.
所以弟兄姊妹
Francis,
在这里你看见
here we see,
需要十字架
we need the cross.
我们是在需要十字架的功课
we need the work of the cross.
就是在恩赐这件事情上
even in a matter of gift,
我们也要学习十字架
we need to learn the cross.
让十字架来对付我们的肉体
allow the cross to deal with our flesh.
好叫我们不凭着肉体来用我们的恩赐
and that we will not rely our flesh to exercise the gift that we have.
用我们的肉体来用恩赐的话
if we use our flesh to exercise the gift,
你知道这个结果是什么
in the consequence,
这个结果就是为自己建立国度
and the end is establishing our own kingdom.
所以我们需要十字架
so we need the cross.
我们需要十字架除去我们自己的生命
so we need the cross to get rid of that self-love
我们需要十字架来破碎我们魂的生命
we need the cross to break the soul life
我们这样是个破碎的人
then we'll be a broken vessel
生命从我里面就能涌流出
and then life can flow through us
就说信我的人
God says, blessed those who believe in me.
从他的腹中要流出活水的。
From their belly will flow rivers of living water.
所以我们如果不落水的话
So if we are not broken,
生命就不能流露
Then the spirit cannot flow.
这一个就是十字架的工作。
This is the work of the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们需要十字架。
We need the cross.
十字架能一面上生命。
On the one side, the cross releases life.
另一面能使用恩赐。
On the other hand, it can use the gifts.
没有十字架不行。
If with the cross, nothing can be done.
所以我们说
Therefore we say,
大约乃在圣经之前。
That's why we say, Calvary precedes Pentecost.
是我们弟兄昨天晚上。
That our brother shared last evening.
我们需要十字架。
We need the work of the cross.
这样，生命也释放。
Then life can be released.
恩赐也运用得合
and then the gift will be properly used according to God's will.
那最后
Lastly,
我们怎样能得着这个能力呢
How to receive this power?
我在这里稍微提几点
I'll just share a couple points.
第一件
First,
我们必须看见我们不
We must recognize that we cannot serve.
你知道这是一个不容易的事
It's not easy.
我们一旦得救了之后
Once we are saved,
我们